You know, when I was in fourth grade, I remember there was this little kid kind of bugging me and my friend, and I remember I turned to him and I said, "Oh yeah, well, I'm a Christian and you're not." And I honestly felt like I really wasn't a sinner and that I'm a good Christian. I didn't understand what needing a savior meant. I just thought I was just a really good person.
Boy, this is a revelation to me.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
I mean, you know, you always try to be a good person, but I just really, you know, deep down I think I had a real aloof attitude. It wasn't until I got a little older that I really started obviously screwing up, and maybe just certain things in my life didn't go so well and I was disappointed in myself, and it dawned on me that maybe God was making me realize that I'm not such a good person after all, and that I do need a savior. So he introduced evil into my life.
How do you know you got a savior unless you need one? How can you be reconciled to God unless you're estranged first? People think that God's coming up with plan B with this salvation business. People think God's coming up with plan B. Mankind got messed up in Adam. Now he's going to plan B, which is Jesus Christ. But you know something? God had Jesus Christ in his bosom the whole time. And he had salvation in his heart the whole time. And the salvation came first. And in order to display that, he creates a field of evil. So the preachers, they got it all turned around. They think that evil came first, and now God's coming up with this band-aid to fix it. But the truth is that he had salvation in his mind before the disease came. He had the cure first. But you can't reveal a cure unless you got a disease. So he puts the evil in there, and he gets all mankind embroiled in sin and decay, and now the field is ripe for a revelation of a Savior. And God turns out to be a genius, doesn't he?